Okay, this is in the Rambam. And the Rambam's learning that in Gemara's case of where you put the knife, you put the knife under the matlas, under the cloth, is not necessarily where the cloth is attached to the animal, right?
Excuse me, where is it on the daf?
So he's learning that the body of under a matlas isn't talking about necessarily the matlas is tight around the neck of the animal, but it's even if you just take a cloth and you drape it over the animal and over the knife. So he says that's the case. So that's the Nibaya. That's the Gemara's Nibaya. He says it's a suffering Nevela because the Gemara never resolves that Nibaya. He says why? Hold of Ein HaSakin Galuya. Since the Sakin isn't exposed. Right? Since the Sakin isn't exposed. So the question is, how is he learning the Ibaya? That is what I'm learning the Ibaya. Even the Rambam holds that a blind guy could do Shechita, but it works. So that's not Chalada, right? The Rambam is, I assume, as in Dalad Yod, it says, Suma lo yishchot l'chachila, ela im kein acher ro'en osa. He's not allowed to shecht it, l'chachila, unless someone's watching him. V'im shechat, shechitah sekshera. If he does, then shechitah's good. So the Summa, he says, the Summa is the Gimel Yod. He says, Summa leishcha l'chachila, and can achir and ro'on osa. Right? He can't shach l'chachila unless he's being watched. And if he does, it's kosher. So you say, if someone watches him, it seems like then he's even allowed to l'chachila. And even if not, even if no one is watching him, if it seems like it works. So, it's not chalada. I mean, it's according to the Rambam, so the Gemara is saying, as I understand the by under the skin, if I pierce the skin and then I cut it, that you could argue is chalada. But what about if it's under a cloth? Is that also chalada? That's the Gemara's Ibaya. So we want to define that Ibaya according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. Right? He says, Pires matlis al hasakin ve'al hatzavar. Spreading a cloth over the sakin and over the tzavar. The Ran says, Davka Shakarach Malas al Tzavar Behema. Davka, where I'm reading the Kesem Mishnah, he quotes the Ran. Definitely when it's wrapped around the Tzavar, well, Malas Vitzemer, Rahom, hello? But just Stam, Malas Vitzemer, it's not going to do it. Lachin Kesem Rosh, Malas Akshura, Savar Tzavar. Specifically, it's tied around the neck. Right, Abel Nafal Talisa, Al Makom Shchita, Pshita, Dilah Vechalada. Right, that's the Rosh says, Pshita. The only question is where it's mamish, always tied on the neck. To me, the tzemer, similar to like the tzemer, the hair becomes part of the hair. Because of Bahag, the Marishesh Maka B'tzavar Behema, the Dabo Matlas V'Shaiva. Bahag also says it's talking about where it's like a bandage which is waxed on. Look, Moshe says Ramam. Right? So they're all the Rosh pose like that, the Rosh, the Bahag, the Rosh, say says you want to see Rashi also sounds that way. Right. So that's it seems like there's a lot of Rishonim learn the other way, but this other one's learning. I'm thinking like Rafi, what you're starting to say, is that the idea is like you have there are two kinds. Chalad is a type of a cut. Okay, Shechita is a kind of a cut. And Chalada is a property of the Maisa of the cut. Okay? And the idea is that within, like again, back to the example of a laparoscopic surgery or normal surgery, there's an idea of a cut, which is a covered cut, a blind cut, and then a cut, which is an exposed cut. Now, the idea is when a cut, if you take a knife from the outside of the animal and you just cut through its neck, that's an exposed cut. Now, whether the guy happens to see or doesn't see, it's still the same kind of cut. The mesa of the cut is the same. Now, it might be that the philosophy of the reason why the Torah says it's a psul is because the Torah wants you to see what you're doing. And therefore, Summa doesn't see it, and it also philosophically should be whatever. I don't know. I don't know the philosophy of why it is. But the halachically, Chalada is a property of the Maisa Shechita. And the idea is that there is a Maisa, which is an exposed, revealed, visible cut, and then there's an idea which is a hidden cut. Maybe it doesn't have to do with the person who's cutting, maybe it has to do with somebody else. I don't know. I'm just saying is that the nature of the Maisa of the cut is when I pierce the skin, or I pierce the thing, and then the skin, the simanim, whatever it is, and then I cut, so I'm doing an internal cut, a hidden cut. When I do it from the outside, I'm doing a revealed cut. But the summa, whether I actually see it or not, is not a property of the cut. That's just a matter of, in the mind of the person who did he see it or did he not see it? But the chalada is a characteristic of the Maisa Shechita itself, so we can't. Whether the guy sees it or not isn't a property of the Maisa, that's just the property of what he internally saw or not. And what I'm saying is the cut itself has nothing to do with, it's a din in the Maisa itself. It's a property of the action. Whether what's going on in the head of the guy who's doing the cut is not part of the Maisa, that's just in his mind. I'm not saying that you have to see what you're doing, I'm saying is that it's the nature of the cut is an exposed cut. Someone else looks at it and he sees, look, it's an exposed cut, it's a revealed cut. It doesn't mean the guy sees what he's doing. I'm not saying that it has to do with that you have to see what you're doing. I'm saying there's an idea of an exposed, revealed cut, and there's an idea of a hidden cut. Maybe it has to do with that a guy who's passing by could see that you're doing a shlita. I'm not saying, I don't know what the reason is.
This is different than what we said yesterday. We said it's going from outside to inside.
Yes. Well, first of all, this is...
to do with hidden or revealed?
I think it's possible it's different than we said yesterday. This is a different Rishonim. We're doing the Rambam today. But I'd say is that the way the other Rishonim are learning is from outside to inside is that's how do you formalize the idea of a revealed cut or a hidden cut. So the idea is that if the cut is from the inside, then that's a hidden cut. If the cut is from the outside, then an exposed cut. So in other words, the whole idea yesterday of a inside or outside cut is the way you concretize the idea of a hidden cut. What's the form of a hidden cut or a revealed cut? A hidden cut is a cut where you first penetrate the surface, hide the knife, that's called the means, it's hidden. You hide the knife inside the thing and then you do a cut. So that's a hidden cut. Or the cut is from the inside, so it's hidden. The inside is hidden, you have a cavity, it's in the inside. As opposed to, if the cut is from the outside, it's an external cut, so an external cut is a revealed cut. So that's the way they concretize the idea of hidden or revealed, is how do you... You don't go measure it by whether the person could see it and ask him, did you see it or not? You have to go by the form of the action. So the saying is, if the action involves piercing and then cutting, then it's a hidden cut because it's first pierces, so that hides the knife inside the cavity. As opposed to if it goes on the outside, it's a revealed cut. So the way the term chalada, it says, Hetidami kecholda hadara beikare habatim. Kecholda, which lives in the foundations of the houses, the mechsia, which is covered. And hacha hamiglia, in this other case, it's revealed. So it's covered. So the idea of chalada means it's a reference to the idea of something which is covered. So there's an idea of a covered cut. A covered, hidden cut, as opposed to a revealed cut. Now the idea, what makes something hidden, it means if the cut is taking place inside of a cavity, which you first pierce and then cut, then it's a covered cut. If it's taking place outside, from the outside, then that's a revealed cut. Not because the guy sees it or not, it has to be in the Maisa itself. So the concept is based upon what the word means, is based upon revealed, but that has to now become incorporated into the Tzuras Maisa itself. So to become incorporated in the Maisa itself, you can't say, well, if the guy was looking away and he saw it at the corner of his eye, that's not a way to halachically define this, the psal of Shechita. So you have to go by the form of the action. So the idea of being hidden has to be incorporated in the action. So how's it in the action? Well, if it's an internal cut, if you pierce and then cut, then it's an internal cut. If you do it from the outside and it's not pierced, then it's not a chalada. Now, the Rambam is going to say like this, is that the summa definitely is you don't say affects the Maisa. That's not part of the Maisa. That's just what he sees or doesn't see. If you pierce the skin and you cut and you go inside, the cut takes place from within, then that's definitely a covered Maisa. But the question is like this, is that if I cover over the knife, see, the knife is not the gavra, not his eyes, but it's not the cutting itself. It's not the animal itself. So the way the Rashi Rambam says it is like the sakin is not galuya. So notice, I cover over the sakin, and then I cut. So do you say that like the sakin is a component of the ma'aseh shechita? The ma'aseh shechita involves the behema and involves the sakin. It involves both. So if I have a sakin which is covered, that component of the shechita is covered, is hidden. Do you say that's defined as the ma'aseh is like a hidden ma'aseh? Or do you say, no, the ma'aseh just goes by the cutting. And the cut, as it goes by the animal itself, has to be, as the knife cutting the animal has to be from the outside. The fact that the knife itself is covered doesn't affect the ma'aseh and render the ma'aseh a covered cut. As a covered cut has to be where the cut, according to the one side, is that the cutting itself has to be from within. And if I just cover it with a cloth on top, the cutting isn't from within. The cutting is from without. The fact that I happen to cover a cloth over it reminds me to cover my eyes. It's extraneous to the ma'isa. Or do you say that since the sakin is part of the ma'isa, if I have a sakin mechusa, so now the cutting is a covered cutting. And now it's a hidden ma'isa. It's not a revealed ma'isa. So could I render it a hidden cut via the sakin, which is like a secondary component of the ma'isa? Or it's only could be a hidden cut where the ma'isa itself, the cutting itself, takes place through hiding through piercing and then cutting. But in the Summa, definitely that's extraneous to the ma'isa. I'm saying the ma'isa means it's a kind of a cut. Shechita is a certain kind of a cut. It's a cut which doesn't involve pushing down. It doesn't involve delays in the cut. It doesn't involve the cut. It's a revealed cut. So the cut, there's properties of the cut itself. That's the psula shechita are in the ma'isa of the cutting itself. What I'm saying is that the sakin, you could argue, is a part of the cut. And if you want to say that there has to be a revealed cut, you could say that not only does the knife contacting the simanim have to be revealed, but the sakin itself has to also be revealed and can't be hidden. But if the gavra's eyes are closed, that's extraneous to the ma'isa. But the question is, where do you draw the line? Definitely the gavra's eyes are extraneous to the ma'isa itself. And definitely the physical cutting, where the knife is cutting, is part of the ma'isa. The question the Gemara is trying to do is figure out where's the line. You could look, for instance, one possibility in the Gemara is that an internal that the shechita is only the chaticha simanim, and the chaticha simanim has to be revealed. It means it can't be from inside the simanim, it has to be outside the simanim, and everything else is extraneous to the cut, and all we do is we define it based upon the chaticha simanim itself, and if the chaticha simanim is from outside, then that's revealed. If it's from that is from inside, then it's hidden. What I'm saying is the Rambam says there's such a thing as a sakin which is galuya, and there's such a thing as a sakin which is mechusa. So he's saying is the sakin is galuya, if the sakin is covered, then that defines the cutting as a covered cutting. If you register the sakin, it doesn't matter if some guy peeks, but the point is the sakin is covered. It's a covered sakin, and if it's a covered sakin, then the shechita is a covered shechita because the sakin which is doing it is covered. So now it's no. Then the sakin isn't covered. That's why I say it has to be on the sakin. If the person is covered, then it's the person's covered, not the sakin. The sakin is a conceptual component of the shechita. But if you're under a chuppah, it's not covering the sakin, it's covering the whole room. But a sakin, if something's draped on the sakin, it's covering the sakin. That's what the Rambam says. It's the sakin is not megula. It's the sakin is mechusa. So it has to be on the sakin in order to say that it's that the sakin is covered. Otherwise, the sakin is exposed. But he holds the sakin is a component of the shechita. So you could have a psal, which is makes it into a covered ma'isa because the sakin is covered. Or the other way is to say, look, the sakin is true, is what does it, but the ma'isa shechita is the cut itself, and the psal of covered or hidden has to be the manner of the slicing itself. It can't just be because that which is doing it is covered, but the slicing has to be an internal cut. If the slicing is an internal cut, then it's a hidden ma'isa. If the slicing is an external, then it's a revealed ma'isa. The fact that the vehicle which is doing it is covered is similar to, he'll say, is similar to the eyes being covered. It's extraneous to the form of the maisa of the slicing itself. That's what the Gemara is toying with, is that how far removed, how integral to the maisa does it have to be such that you'll say it's defined as a covered maisa? Is it only where it's the simanim themselves are covering it, where it's within the simanim themselves, or is it even in the skin, or is it even the, like, it's kind of pushing the line at when you define the thing as a covered maisa. Which part of the, how a part of removed from the shechita could be the cover to the cutting of the simanim itself, could the covering be? Because if you're starting under the skin, for instance, you'll say it's like shechita means chatichas ha-simanim. And the chatichas ha-simanim itself is revealed. The fact that I had put some skin over it, it's like a drape, it's like a cloth, it's like a cloth, it's extraneous to the maisa. In other words, if I cut from within the simanim, then I'll say the simanim is, it's an internal cut. I'm seeing it in the simanim, then I'm cutting it. But here I'm going from without. I'm going without the simanim. Everything else has nothing to do with the maisa shechita. So everything else is just like totally extraneous. It happens to be it's part of the animal, but as far as the shechita is concerned, that's not part of the shechita. So the shechita is not covered. It might be that someone may look at it and may not see it, but I'm not saying the nature of the idea is that the chatichas simanim itself is a cut which is a revealed cut. In this, the chaticha itself, I'm isolating out the shechita itself, and I say that has to be from without, not from within. So everything else is not part of the shechita, so it's extraneous. Main point, I mean, I have to think about it a little more, but what I'm trying to say is, like, there's the idea of what the Torah is trying to do, and then there's, like, how it halachically does it and builds it into the tzura of the mitzvah's Maisa Shechita. So the idea is that it wants it not to be a hidden cut, but it wants to be an exposed cut. But now you have to build that into the tzura of the Shechita. Now, you could argue is that the only way to build that into the Shechita is how the Simanim are cut. Everything else has nothing to do with the Shechita. So you want to have this idea that it's a revealed cut, that it's not hidden. But how do you build that into Shechita, which is Chatichas Simanim? So it has to be, well, how are the Simanim cut? If the Simanim are cut from outside, then it's a kosher. If the Simanim are cut from inside, it's possible. So that's the way, halachically, you could accomplish the idea of a hidden cut or a revealed cut. Now, it doesn't exactly line up with the idea of hidden or revealed, because hidden or revealed is not... it doesn't register vis-a-vis the chatichas ha-simanim. So you have to take that idea and build it into the maisa shechita. So you'll say the maisa shechita has to be from within and not from without. But like the other way is to say no, that the cutting itself has to be revealed. It's like, the question is like, that's what I'm saying, is like the sugya is grappling with. How do you take this idea of a revealed cut, which is like shechita mefuras, like it has to be nikkur, revealed. How do you take that and build that into the form of the maisa shechita, of the mitzvah shechita? So it could be that the form isn't hidden. The form is just an internal cut. But what I'm saying is, but that's the way you could build the idea of revealed or hidden into the shechita itself. That's what I was grappling with. Like how you could take that idea. Definitely you can't say if I close my eyes or I look away, that's absurd. Because it's, I don't see it. But at the same time, definitely if I take a knife and put it totally inside and I cut the simanim from inside between the two simanim, that's definitely a hidden cut. But now everywhere in between, that's the thing I was trying to play with and figure out how exactly is this concretized. Plan next is, I mean, let's see if we can get this better, but the plan next is to take up the Hamaskan and the Gemara about you're cutting in the wrong direction. Remember that funny case in the Gemara there. The friendship between the Mishnah and the Braisa.